Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, brothers and sisters. MZ back for another edition of Rough Times Radio on the greatest radio internet platform technology available today, Blog Talk Radio. And I'm not joking. This is the premier internet radio platform for all broadcasters and programmers in the United States and beyond today. And we're broadcasting today on Thanksgiving Day. The title of the show is, what's the title of the show? Talk to my producer over here. Alone on Thanksgiving. If you happen to be alone on Thanksgiving, apparently it's Thanksgiving. Callers will appear. Switchboard, I'm getting a notice. I'm getting an emergency notification in the studio. You and your callers will appear here. Use these control buttons to put people on the air. You can also give out the guest call-in number so that listeners can call you. Aha. Call a guest. If you have premium, the studio allows you to make outbound calls to guests and friends. It's the easiest way to make your show interactive. That's interesting. Play audio clips. How interesting. This is our premiere show back on the wonderful Blog Talk Network. We had an extra few dollars in the account. It was Blog Talk came at me with a Black Friday sale, 50% off to upgrade your plan. Mandolin, thanks to the wonderful Mandolin at Blog Talk Radio, the wonderful, lovely Mandolin over there, for her help and assistance getting me through that process, getting me back on board. And we've had a on and off again relationship with Blog Talk, and still loving the technology. Anyway, if you're alone on Thanksgiving, it's okay. That's our message today. That's our show today. It's okay. Don't worry. Don't think about all those people having such a wonderful time over at backslapping with their friends and all that. Don't think about that. Don't put that out of your mind. Think about how fresh you're going to wake up tomorrow morning, clean and sober and safe and fresh as a daisy and ready to rock the world, ready to rock the world indeed. And there's so many things to be thankful for besides your freaking family. I mean, come on. They're your family. You didn't choose them. You're stuck with them. And how much of that rigmarole, how much of that, everything that goes on at these things, how much of it is actually bullshit? Excuse my language. Excuse my French, kids. How much of that is actually shuck and jive? I'd say well over 50%. But anyway, for those families that can do it, that do enjoy all of their extended family and immediate family members coming together and enjoying a meal, and that's wonderful and glorious, and I salute you. For others of us who long ago grew up in a broken family, maybe a single parent household, and but still managed to have some semblance of normalcy through their grandparents. I remember Thanksgiving dinner at my grandmother's house. Wonderful memories. Those are some of the strongest memories that I have of my youth, sitting around the dinner table in my grandmother's living dining room with all my relatives there. And I mean, that was when it was really magical. You really didn't understand what was happening or why you were there, but it was just, there was food and people were happy and smiling and talking. And it was just, and you felt part of something, like you felt part of a family. But that my grandmother was part of the, the older generation, and where, you know, divorce wasn't 50%, above 50%. And so things change. And then you get stepfathers and stepdads and stepbrothers and stepsisters. And it's just, it gets odd. It gets a little weird at that point, but you move ahead, you move on. You pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. I don't know how that's possible, but you do somehow. And you move on and carry on. But just giving a shout out to everyone that might be alone on Thanksgiving, this Thanksgiving Day, 2021, November 24th, 2021. There's a lot going on in the world, a lot of things happening, a lot of things to get down about, for sure. A lot of things to get down about, like the daylight savings time or the withdrawal of daylight savings time. That's a bummer. That is a real bummer. It gets dark. It's by 5 o'clock. It's pitch black dark where I am. And that's something really to contend with if you're driving anywhere. Much more dangerous to drive around in a car or on a bicycle or even to walk around. It makes it a lot more scary to even walk around. But this is our premiere episode back on Blog Talk Radio. I'm MZ, your host. And this is Rough Times Radio. That's what we're trying to call the show. I don't know. When I signed up today, I had a little trouble putting that into the picture. But we'll figure it out. We'll see if this show becomes wildly popular. I'm sure Mandolin, I'll just give Mandolin a call. Hey, Mandolin, can you help me out? Hook me up with a name change over here? I don't know how it all works. I'm not super technical. I like to... Oh, thanks, Mandy. Thanks, Mandy. I just got a little messenger from Andy. Apparently they're listening on Thanksgiving. Why aren't they? They must be having a Thanksgiving dinner at the Blog Talk headquarters. They must be staying late at the Blog Talk headquarters, wherever they are, East Coast, West Coast, Midwest. They're probably in flyover country. I think they're in New York. I think they're somewhere in New York. Out of New York City. And hopefully they're having a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner wherever they are, and that's great. I love it. I've had my share of wonderful Thanksgiving dinners, and I think it's great. I think it's great. I would have gotten an invitation, I might have gone this year. I don't know. I'm a little out on the country roads these days. I'm not in the city, within city limits. So where there's no street lights out here, there's no stop sign. Well, we got stop signs. Just we don't have street lights. And the road is not paved. So when the sun goes down, it's pitch black dark out there. So when the sun goes down, I tend to hunker down. And that's what I've been doing. And it seems to be working. I've been able to wake up the next morning just fine and carry on. Carry on like everybody should, like everybody would. But if you're having a wonderful time at a Thanksgiving dinner, that's great. I know there's a lot of people through just experience. I know there's a lot of people suffering through Thanksgiving dinner around a crowded table with people you feel no connection to, no affiliation with. At all beyond the same last name or the same bloodline or marriage or step marriage or something. And, you know, you got to be a trooper. You got to march, you got to be a trooper. You got to be a soldier. You got to soldier through that stuff. I understand that. I get it. But me, I'm lucky. I'm lucky to be able to spend Thanksgiving alone. That's the way I look. I'm lucky. I think if you would take a Gallup poll of people at Thanksgiving dinner right now, if they chose to be somewhere else, where would they be? I think you would find an alarming number of people would rather be somewhere else on that day. But that poll may be never taken. It may be too dangerous, too subversive to the American psyche. Or at least to advertisers. But that's fine. That's fine. We do what we got to do. I consider myself lucky to be able to spend Thanksgiving alone. I consider it lucky. I'm spending time. I enjoy my own company. I have two four-legged friends that keep me entertained and smiling most of the time, except this morning. One of them went missing. And it was usually I can call her with a whistle. She usually is within earshot of me, and she'll come back 99.9% of the time. I can recall her with a whistle, although this morning I couldn't do that and got alarmed after an hour and a half had passed and was unable to recall her. So I set out to find her. Up and down the mountain, up and down the snow-covered mountain I went. My boots, my gloves, my hat, and my other dog, my other little mini dog. I got a little dum-dum and a big dum-dum. People say, what kind of breed of dog you got? I say, I got two flop-eared tail waggers. That's all I know. People get carried away. What breed of dog do you have? I don't care what. I don't. It's like holidays. I don't care what holiday it is. Let's just have a nice dinner, okay? Come on, dinner, and let's have a nice conversation, hopefully. I don't care what breed of dog it is. Is it a nice dog? That's all I care about. Is it going to bite me? Is it going to bite me? That's all I care about. Keep that thing on a leash. Anyway, out here in the countryside, haven't had them on a leash. And so they can free roam, they can free range. And we've been, the first year I had my big dog, my big dum-dum, I had her on a leash. For the first 12 months, I had her every day on a leash. And then we had another person come and stay next to us nearby, and she got attached to him. Broke my heart. Broke my dog-loving heart. But she got attached to him, and as long as she's safe and happy, I'm happy. And so, but he went home for holidays to be with his family, you know, because he's a normie. And he's a normie like that. And so he said, can you watch Sal Gal? I said, yeah, I can watch Sal Gal. Her name's Sally. And I said, yeah, sure, I can watch Sal Gal. And so this morning she ran off. And like I said, I couldn't recall her. So we set off looking for her, and we were up on over the high ridge there, up on the ridge. And my dog, my little dum-dum dog, Snugglepups, she started following some, what looked like some fresh paw tracks heading up the mountain, heading up this steep nowhere woods mountain. And so I said, oh my gosh, did Sal Gal run off the mountain into the nowhere woods? So we had to traipse up into the nowhere woods for about 30 minutes to no avail. And so we came back down. And then we started to hear gunfire. People like to practice shooting their guns around here. And I knew that she didn't like that. I knew that once she heard, if there was gunfire, she wouldn't be roaming around. Nowhere would. She would be cowering back home in the garage, in the garage, the makeshift garage that we have. And so I said, okay, well, I beelined back home to see if she was there once I heard the gunfire. And there she was, just happy-go-lucky, being her happy-go-lucky self, wagging her tail, floppy ears and all, at home. And I said, where have you been? You scared me half to death. And I was going to put it out an APB bulletin on the neighborhood app for you. And because we have had bobcat sightings here. There have been a couple of bobcat sightings, recent bobcat sightings in the area. We've also witnessed bears running through here, brown bears, not black bears, I'm sorry, not grizzlies, black bears. I haven't encountered one in the time that I've been here, 15 months I've been up here. Year and a half, coming up on a year and a half. I haven't encountered a bear. We've seen them from a distance running around. Plenty of deer, moose, But I just, as I was walking up that hill, oh, you can call in, by the way, if you have a story to tell, alone on Thanksgiving story, or whatever kind of story, guest call in, 515-605-9874, 515-605-9874, or 515-605-9874, or 515-605-9874. Did you get that? 515-605-9874. You can call in and we'll try to plug you in and have a conversation. I'm MZ, your host. This is Rough Times Radio. We're doing an Alone on Thanksgiving broadcast for anyone that might be alone, throwing out a lifeline to anyone that might be alone and panicked about that or feeling bad about that. You shouldn't feel bad about that. It's just another day on the calendar, folks. Folks, borrowing a line, borrowing an expression from our fearless leader, Joe Biden, folks. I think he got it from Obama. Obama used to say folks all the time, and I think Joe picked it up from Obama. Folks, the last speech I listened to in full, he said it like 10, 12 times. Folks, folks, folks. I don't think it's a good word for a professional person to say with a tin of soup and a mic that's being serious. It's not a serious, folks. It's a cartoon word that you see at the end of a cartoon that says, that's all, folks. That's how they refer to the audience, folks. It's not how you refer to your constituents. If you're a politician or the president of the United States, you don't refer to your citizens as folks. I've never felt like a folk. Have you felt like a folk? Are you a folk? We're citizens. We're people. We're human beings. We're crying out loud. You're crying out loud. JoJo. My friend calls him JoJo Magoo. JoJo Magoo. Because he's always slipping up, you know, saying stuff, saying funny stuff. Maybe we can play some of that coming up once we get situated here. Platform. I've always loved Blog Talk. It's a great word. It's a great combination of blog and talk. It's blog. It sounds like blah, blah, blah. You know, someone just going on and on. And that's what I'm doing. That's what people do on the radio. Blog Talk. It's a great name. It's a great name. And I've always admired that about Blog Talk Radio. They enticed me with a financial incentive to come back. Yeah, sure. 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 Yeah. I'm on the payroll. On the payroll. I wouldn't do this for free. Come on. Alone on Thanksgiving. It's okay. Rough Times Radio. MZ, I'm your host here on this Thanksgiving 2021 show. This is our flagship show, premiere show. We're hoping to really ramp it up in 2022, get back on board with putting our message out, informing people. Well, I call it Rough Times Radio, R-U-F-F, because I'm an animal lover. And I want to highlight and showcase all the animal rights news and information and causes and events that you may not hear about in your regular day-to-day mainstream news entertainment bubble. For instance, I don't know how many of you saw that story about Anthony Fauci and those experiments that he was doing on dogs. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, I mean, it's just like, God, geez, man, really? That's science. That's science. Medicating dogs so they can't move or make and removing their vocal cords so they can't make a sound and having them being eaten alive by, excuse me if this is disturbing, but eaten alive by bugs, flying bugs. Sand gnats or sand flies or are you kidding? That's science? Does that look like science? What is the scientific? I really want to know. Maybe that's one of the stories we'll dig into. here on Rough Times Radio, RUFF, Rough Times. All things rough here. Maybe that's one of the stories we'll dig into to see what scientific evidence or what scientific benefit they yielded from those experiments. I mean, that's gruesome, horrific stuff. I mean, if you're human at all, if you have a heart at all, you've got to reel back from that and just be appalled at it. And oftentimes there's no, I mean, imagine the person that thought that up. Imagine the scientist or doctor or researcher or clinician that wrote that down and submitted that to a committee for funding and was approved. Yeah, we like it. Yeah. Yeah, we like this one. Yeah, we're going to approve this one. Dogs eaten alive, trapped in a net. Yeah. Beagles. The most trusting species of dog on the planet? Yeah. The most trusting of human species of dog on the planet? Yeah, we like this. Eaten alive by sand gnats? Yeah. Yeah. How much money do you need? Here's 10 mil. Let us know how it goes. A lot of the science that they do with those animals, experiment-wise, is redundant. It's just stuff that's already been done. It's stuff that doesn't yield anything. It's stuff that they do to fill out their budgets so their budgets won't be cut. It's stuff that maniacs, insane people that come up with these ideas get approved as scientific study. That's why they have to do it over in Morocco. It wasn't done in the United States. They did it over in Morocco, where no one would notice. No one from the United States would notice. Unbelievable. And I hope we can highlight some of that on Rough Times Radio here. I'm MZ, your host. This is Alone on Thanksgiving. If you happen to be alone, you don't need to feel alone. Sometimes people, even sitting around a crowded Thanksgiving table, feel alone. You don't have to be alone to feel alone. You can be in a crowd of people and feel alone. There's no specific context for that feeling to occur necessarily. I think one of the things that I understand now about people and getting together with people and one of the things that sort of I sort of shy away from getting together with people is that it just sort of becomes real, not impersonal, but untruthful. It just really becomes a place, a context, a setting where you're not able to tell the truth. You're not able to be honest. And I really don't like that. I really don't like being in positions of where I have to lie or omit, lie by omission, by not saying anything, not expressing my real feelings about something. I don't like those situations, and I avoid those situations. And when I'm alone, I can just have completely honest moments. I don't have to lie to anyone. I don't feel bad. No one's complaining to me. No one's asking me to explain things to them. Why did you do that? Why did you say that? Why do you feel that way? Why do you like that? Why do you do that? I don't have to answer any of those questions. However, my dogs have to answer those questions to me. But I don't have to answer any of those questions to anybody. I'm not married, never been married. People ask me, my stock answer when people ask me, why, hey, MZ, why did you never get married? My stock answer is, well, I knew if I did get, one day I'd wake up and not want to be married anymore. And one thing I know about relationships at my age is that it's easier to get into them than it is to get out of them. particularly and especially a marriage. Think about it, how easy, how seductive and appealing it was getting into a romantic relationship or a marriage, and how grueling and difficult and painful and nightmarish and hellish and just knock down, drag out, you know, almost want to strangle somebody that you used to love, used to be the love of your life situation. That's one thing, that's one conundrum I've never understood about life, is that when you're in a relationship, it's I love you, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. It's the height of insanity, really, but you're in it, you're enjoying it, it's a moment, it's real at the time to you, it's wonderful. But then years later, or whenever later, things turn, you grow, you change, children, extramarital affairs, things are different now. And you're no longer attached to this person in the way that you were originally. And, well, it's time to say goodbye. And it's never easy. How long do people stay? How long from the time they realize that they've got to get out to the time they actually get out? And I think here's my idea on marriage. See if you agree. Here's the number if you want to call in and react to anything I've said so far, or you have your own Thanksgiving story. Whether you're alone or not, it is Thanksgiving 2021 where I am. West Coast, Pacific West Coast of the United States, just south of the Canadian border. If you want to call in, it's 515-605-9874. 515-605-9874. I apologize if your phone plan doesn't, if you try to dial that number and your phone plan comes back with a minute, your phone plan doesn't support calls to this number, something. That's what happened to me when I tried to call a couple of times. When I tried to connect to Blog Talk Radio, it said, your phone plan does not include calls to this number. But hopefully that's not the case, and hopefully you're able to call in, and hopefully blah, 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 blah. I don't know if there's another way you can call in. Can you live chat? I think there's a live chat. Play audio clips. Enhance your broadcast with sound effects and music. You can even upload commercials or a pre-recorded feature. I can't wait to get some commercials up here. Heck yeah, let's do commercials. Heck yeah. Chat. There was some chat. You can chat. There is a chat. We can chat. I'm MZ. This is Rough Times Radio. We're broadcasting live and direct from the Poor Man's Mountainside RV. And on this Thanksgiving Eve, Thanksgiving Day, Thanksgiving night. And we're saying it's okay to be alone on Thanksgiving. It's okay to be alone on the holidays. It's okay. It's just another day on the calendar. And, okay, the chat's open. The chat is open. One speaker, zero viewers. That hurts. No, not really. It's okay. I get my money on the back end, like replays and stuff. So it's cool. Let me just check with my producer. That's right? Okay. Yep. And so I get my money on the back end, whether people listen or not. I'm MZ. This is Rough Times Radio on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and we're broadcasting live and direct from an undisclosed location in the Pacific Northwest United States, just south of the Canadian border. And it's Thanksgiving Day. And our premise, our thesis is it's okay to be alone on Thanksgiving. It's all right. It's okay. Don't feel stigma. Don't feel bad, because don't think of all those people, how much fun they're having, backslapping their friends and having drinking and stuffing their pie holes with food and blah, blah, blah and stuff and all that. Don't think about all that. Think about how safe and sound you are in your home, in your quiet little abode with your little small dog and your Coco in your TV, the warm glow, the warm, wonderful glow of your huge flat-screen TV on your wall. Just think of those things. Think of those comforting things and how wonderful it is. You're going to wake up tomorrow clean and sober, fresh as a daisy, ready to rock the world. And those people are going to wake up feeling like they've just been run over by a truck because they overate and overdrank and overpartied and over-communicated and said things they shouldn't have said and got into a fight with their uncle and got and had an accident on the way home. And think how safe and sound you are in your quiet little abode there, in your quiet little community, your quiet little gated community, safe and sound with your magazine and your little electric gas fire, your little gas fireplace, your little Presto log that never burns. I mean, that reminds me, I got to check on my fire. I'm burning a fire here, folks. We are taking phone calls, 515-605-9874. If your phone plan includes that calling area, 515-605-9874. I'm MZ. This is Rough Times Radio on the Blog Talk Radio Network, spanning the continental United States, spanning all seven continents, spanning the globe and seven continents. One second. Oh, I need something to play while I step away. I don't have it. You guys are on your own. I just put in a little mini wood stove into my little trailer here, my little poor man's mountainside chateau. I'm still working on the phrasing for that, poor man's mountainside chateau. There you go. Because previously I was in the poor man's beachfront condo, which was a big Dodge van, big high-top Dodge van. Not all of you know that. I consider myself a pioneer. My mother considered it the point at which she no longer considered me a human being, a civilized human being. But that's something that we can always work out, you know, whether in this life or the next. But that's what happens. People change. People grow. Anyway, this is the lap of luxury. It's a 23-foot Jayco. And I just put a little wood stove in it. It's a cubic mini wood stove out of Canada, and it took me about a week to get it in there just right, and the cutting the hole in the roof and all that stuff. And it's still giving off a little odor a bit. I think it's still curing the paint. I think is still curing on that thing. So I've got sort of open the windows when I burn it, but I think it's going away slowly. And it's just it's a real treat. Ladies and gentlemen, be stuck in a winter environment and to have a little fire going in a fireplace. It's just a real treat and a real pleasure to sit around there and put your hands out and warm your hands over a fire, alone or not. I was thinking about that. I've had a few relationships in the past, none recently, but I may be a little gun shy too, in terms of seeking out another relationship, because I had some women, once you get involved, they just sort of do unexpected things that just really blow your mind, or they sort of take over. They're sort of real pushy, and you're just like, if to push back against them would just be World War III. And so I think about those things stick in my mind. It's just like, you know, I'm not willing to have someone in my life that I have to, you know, not listen to my radio or my audio programming, the things or my whatever I want to do, I'm not willing to have somebody infringe on that. Call me selfish, call me whatever. I don't want anyone infringing on that. On my freedom to do whatever I want to do when I want to do it. Now, let's say I was in a relationship, and right now, I would be at her family's Thanksgiving dinner. I would be there. And, you know, it's a crapshoot what you end up with. I mean, I can go either way. I can take people or I can leave them. Okay? When I'm around people, I'm curious about people. I did journalism for a while. That's why I'm interested in radio and news and information. I started out interested in journalism and writing stories and interviewing people and talking to people. That's something that's always interested me. People's stories. I'm just so fascinated by people and their stories and their lives and how convinced they are in their role, their personality, you know, how solid they are in there, how sold they are on that. And I just love it. And that's why I got into journalism. That's why I'm a closet, a disgruntled journalist, frustrated journalist. I'm a frustrated journalist. And that's why Blog Talk is so wonderful. You can virtually broadcast from anywhere that you can take your phone, really. So the one criticism I have of Blog Talk Radio, and I'll make it brief here, but the one criticism I have is there's no indication on the studio that I'm looking at right now, that I'm waiting for someone to come in on the chat or give us a phone call. There's no indication my voice is broadcasting, being heard out there. I have no meter. Normally you have a meter, a little indicator that shows, yeah, this is your level, your vocal level. That's the one thing that's missing on this Blog Talk studio. I will say in all honesty, I would love to have a little meter there shows my voice is going through. I can't tell you how many times I've sat here for 2 hours, talked my head off, and gone back and realized that I didn't click the right microphone. I didn't click the USB mic in my system preferences. So you can barely hear me through the internal mic on my computer. Sounds like I'm standing at the end of the hallway screaming. So that's the one criticism I have of Blog Talk Radio. Hopefully they'll take that into consideration in their next Blog Talk management, upper management meeting, and see what they can do about that. I know things are tough. I know it's a tough economy, and it's a belt tightening. These times are time for belt tightening. These times are tough. And I know these times are changing. But hopefully we can get something like that going. 515-605-9874, 515-605-9874, if you're out there and your phone plan can make that call come through. If you have a Thanksgiving story, this is the show Rough Times Radio. I'm MZ, your host. That's the letter M and the letter Z, MZ. MZ, your host for this edition of Alone on Thanksgiving 2021. Thursday, November 25th, 2021, United States of America, North America, Northern Hemisphere, Planet Earth, Milky Way Galaxy. And so we're just having fun here tonight. I got my fire going. Dogs are sleeping. I fed them. They had their Thanksgiving dinner. We don't do it. I don't do holidays anymore. I don't get excited about holidays. I've become an old curmudgeon a little bit about those things. It's just like humbug. And I just think there's way too much hoopla. Thanksgiving was always my favorite holiday because it was just about having a simple meal together. There was nothing else going on. Just get home and we're going to have a fabulous meal with all our fabulous family members. And some friends, and some random friends, scragglers and friends. And I just remember the best times around the dinner table, drinking glasses of wine and talking with family members and enjoying their stories and telling stories and enjoying fine food and complimenting the chef, which was usually my mother. And now I'm just too critical. I'm better off alone. I'm better off not interacting. I'm just too critical, I guess. I'm not happy-go-lucky anymore. I'm not young and vivacious. I'm old and I'm bah humbuggish. I've gotten bah humbuggish in my old days, in my old age. And I'm not old. I mean, middle-aged. I would consider myself middle-aged. Yeah, that's it, middle-aged. Middle-aged breakdown. What is it? Middle-aged crisis. I suffered that in my 30s. I think I had that in my 30s. So now I'm over that. I'm way over that, and on into the post 30 era. I'm not going to give away my age, not on this show, not without a caller or a text message. Forget that, folks. That's all, folks. That's what I think about every time Joe Biden turns around and doesn't answer a question and just walks away. I think of that cartoon, you know, the Bugs Bunny, Warner Brothers cartoon. That's all, folks, as he's walking away. It's just such a cartoon thing. He's such a cartoon figure. The way he walks, the way he talks, the way he glares at you through those squinty eyes, the way he glares at you through those squinty, looks like Clint Eastwood in High Plains Drifter, about to shoot somebody. It's weird because sometimes his eyes are squinty like that, squinty like Clinty, and sometimes they're like wide open like that guy in that movie by Stanley Kubrick, when they pried his eyes open for therapy because he was a criminal. What was the name of that movie? Oh, man, my memory doesn't work the way it used to. It's a little scary, but it's a little liberating, too. I don't need to know the name of that movie. But anyway, Joe's eyes, his eyes, man, the eyes are the window to the soul, but you can't see into those eyes. When he's squinting like that, there's no soul. The dude has no soul. I'm wondering about his soul. Can somebody have a soul if you can't see their eyes? I got to know. Gotta know. This is Rough Times Radio, folks. This is our premiere episode. And I'm MZ, your host on the Blog Talk Radio Network, spanning the globe, as well as North America, South America, China, Asia, Australia, New Zealand, Antarctica, Europe. You can pick this up anywhere. You can pick this broadcast up anywhere, anywhere you could got an internet connection and maybe even a telephone connection. Get on the phone. Anyway, I'm just trying out the equipment, trying out my voice, trying out my ideas to see how everything's going to work, how it's all going to fit together, how it's all going to come together in this funky old thing we call internet radio. We're talking about being alone on Thanksgiving, and my thesis, my premise is that you shouldn't feel bad about being alone. I mean, people are trouble. One thing I've learned in my many years here walking this planet, people are trouble. Eventually, you can start out as best buds, but eventually that best bud, he's going to cause a problem. He's going to cause a conflict. There's going to be something comes up. They said, hey, buddy, this stuff ain't cool. And how do you deal with it? I've tended to just retreat. And I'll let you in on a little secret. I guess it was around 2005, 2006. I threw in the towel, man. I said, you know what? I don't know. I gave it my best shot. I tried. I'm not talking about socializing or friends and specifically. I'm talking about everything, life, job, career, pleasing people, pleasing your mother, pleasing your parents, pleasing your siblings, having a relationship with your siblings. See, my parents were divorced when I was young, and then my mother was remarried, and that was another. And the funny thing is, I don't remember anything about that time when they got divorced. I don't remember anything about that time. There's no, my memory has been erased. Maybe that was thanks to my mother. Maybe she protected us from all that, all the yelling and screaming and fighting and stuff that went on with them. So maybe I got lucky. That's one of my points. Maybe you're better off without family members. Maybe it's better off if my father wasn't around for our upbringing, the way he was behaving, the lifestyle he was living. So be thankful for whatever you have. Whether you have friends and family or not, be thankful for being alive, seeing the blue sky, seeing the sunshine, seeing the clouds roll by, seeing a sunset or a sunrise, walking your dog, petting your dog, seeing your dog play with another dog. Be thankful for those simple things in life, taking a walk on a country road, taking a walk on a city road, meeting a stranger, having a friendly conversation, shaking someone's hand. Being a good acquaintance to somebody, making a new acquaintance, just being a good person, thankful that you're a good person, even if people put you down, even if people don't think you're a good person, know that you're a good person. You know that you're a good person. You have the truth on your side. You have the truth on your side. Things get twisted so quickly. I recently had a friend, an acquaintance, slash friend or hyphen friend that turned on me after a year of acquaintanceship and quote unquote or friendship, completely turned on me. Some things had been building up that I was unaware of, and he's a very quiet, shy, reserved person, and they had been building up unbeknownst to me. And one day he just jumps out of the bushes, literally, jumps out of the bushes, because where I live here, it's all forest. So people walk around in the forest and there's trails and you can literally jump out of the bushes and surprise somebody. He literally jumped out of the bushes, got in my face, read me the riot act, with F-bombs. Where previously I had never heard this person use a swear word ever, and threw some F-bombs and some things and said some things and said, just stepped over the line, things that were wrong, accused me of doing things that I had never done, saying things that I didn't understand, and then telling me, you know, where I should go, you know. He pushed all the buttons, and pulled the trigger. Because I had some F-bombs of my own while he was walking away. And that's another thing. He wasn't here to stick around to hear what I had to say. He jumped out of the bushes, read me the riot act, and started to walk away quickly. And I said, "How dare you, sir? How dare you, sir?" And people live in their own reality, and your reality, what you believe in, what you see and believe, is not what they see and believe. You can be watching the same event. You can be watching the same sunset, but you're seeing two different sunsets. You could be watching the same ball game or movie or event, but you're perceiving two different, everyone's perceiving their own separate thing. There's nothing more frustrating than when somebody accuses you of something you didn't do, or somebody, whether they're ignorant or not, or whether they're doing it intentionally, there's nothing more infuriating than that. And my advice about that is that know that you have the truth on your side. You know what's true. you know what happened. You know what took place. And take solace in that. Take solace in that, no matter the consequences, no matter the outcome. I like the Buddhist philosophy that says, in the world, it's okay to have a job and have hobbies and pursue passions and interests and things and do all this stuff. Do all that, pursue relationships and have love affairs and have all these things. Just don't get attached to the outcome or the consequences of your endeavors. And I really like that. I really try to adhere to that. I really try to adhere to that because you just don't know how things are going to turn out. And they rarely turn out. If you're lucky, they turn out like you want. What's the joke? If you want to hear God laugh, tell him your plans. And so there you go. There you are. There we were. There it was. There it will be. It was what it was. It is what it is. It will be what it will be. These are some of the phrases that are in existence, are currently in usage, maybe in usage in the future. I swear to God, I sometimes feel like that character in Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead. It's a movie based on a Shakespeare play, a Hamlet. It's, I forget the writer's name, but it was starring two of my favorite actors. If I can remember their name, I met one of them in L.A., in Silver Lake. He was sitting down in a dog park. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead is the name of the movie. I'll think of the actor's name in a minute. But one of the characters, either Rosencrantz or Guildenstern, that was one of the interesting things about the movie. They kept playing on their names, like who's who, who's really who, which one is which, or is that even their real names? But one of the characters, all through the movie, he was like inventing little things. Like, for instance, he held up a candle, and he put a little sailing paper sail on a paper thing, and it started to whirl around. Or steam. A pot was boiling with water and steaming, and he put a little thing around, and it started going around like a steam engine, right? Like a steam engine. And this is back in the Shakespeare days, they were riding on horseback. And all through the movie, he was coming up with little inventions like that, but nothing ever came of it. It was centuries later that all this stuff would be invented. But he had the idea way back then. I feel like that sometimes. There are things that I've said and particular things that I've done that appear in popular culture, and I'm like, whoa, wow, I've been doing that for 10 years. I'll give you one example real quick. The wallet. A long time ago, I gave up on the wallet, the billfold that you fold up and put in your back pocket. It's too bulky back there. It's not ergonomic to sit there on that thing, like right that, you know what I'm saying? So I gave up on that. And what I started doing, this is over a decade ago. I gave up on that. I just grabbed all the cards and the money, put them all in a little stack and put a rubber band around it and shoved it in my front pocket. That was way more comfortable to me. I just folded up the money as small as a credit card and strapped it on the top there. And that was my money. And so I've been pulling that out. Well, I don't use it anymore. I don't need to carry money every day, only when I go to town, and town is 20 miles away. But when I was in the city, when I was living in the city, I would carry all my cards and my money around all the time, and I would use that. Now, lo and behold, somebody's showing up on the internet with a little thing the size of a credit card. It's a little case that you put all your cards and money in. Da, da, da. There you go. So I've been doing that for 10 years. And where did he see it? Because people would see it. when I've been in line, I've been in a lot of grocery lines and store lines checking out and paying people. Every time I would pull that thing out of my pocket, undo it while the cashier was watching all the people. You know how close, you know how intimate it gets in a grocery store line, right? You've got three or four people standing in line. All eyes are on you and your money, right? All eyes are on you and what's going on up there. Why are you taking so long, right? You feel that pressure? And then the cashier's looking at you. So there's any, you know, from one to two to five, four or five people looking at you. So over how many years, over a decade, how many people have seen me take my little stuff, take my little thing out and undo it and pay and put all my cards back and put the, how many, and then 6 degrees of separation to this guy who has this invention now. Well, good on him for inventing it. I don't have that inclination, the motivation. I'm not motivated by profit. I don't think, hey man, I know how I can make a lot of money. It's just, I've always been interested in things like, you know, hey, what do I want to do? What would I enjoy doing for money and that I can make money with, you know, sort of, it's always secondary. I don't think of like, hey, I can do this and make a lot of money. I don't know if it's a deficiency or admirable quality, perhaps both. Folks, just notice how many times Joe Biden says, folks, in a sentence, even where it's not needed or it just doesn't even fit. It's just sort of a reset, like the return button on a typewriter. It's a reset for his brain, for his addled, aged brain. Folks, look here, folks. Look here, folks. Look. I can't do a Joe Biden impression, but it's just ridiculous how cartoonish. It just shows you they can put up anybody to be president. Anybody. He doesn't even have to be conscious. He can be semi-conscious and not even be able to speak or even read clearly a teleprompter so that you can understand what he's saying. You know we're in trouble when we've reached that point. Our president doesn't have to be articulate, right? At least George Bush, we understood what he was saying, even though what he was saying didn't make sense sometimes. We understood the words. Now with Joe Biden, we don't even understand the words. It's just nonsense, babble, can babble. But the world is changing so fast, and you got to be ready for anything these days. I'm MZ. This is Rough Times Radio, our premiere episode back on Blog Talk Radio. It's getting a little late in the day here. At least it's dark. It's really not that late, but it's dark and cold. So I'm feeling pulled towards the fire. I got to set up the studio next to the fireplace. And it's been fun coming back. I didn't know I'd have this much to say. It is Rough Times Radio, RUFF Times Radio, Rough Times Radio. I hope to do some reporting on animal rights, and mix that in with some contemporary news and information. I know that's what everybody wants to hear. That's what I always want to hear. I'm addicted to this Alec Baldwin story. It's a crazy story. Crazy story, man. And his wife, Hilaria Baldwin, are you kidding me? Are you kidding? But the way the press follows him around, that's insane. Every time you leave your house, there's a gaggle of photographers in your face wanting to take your picture. Oh, jeez. And you know, fame and fortune, man, are not what they are cracked up to be. Do you know one famous person that's happy? I mean, based on like what we see on the internet and entertainment shows, their lives, and how they veer out of control and are on drugs and so depressed and on medication. And I just, it's a, oh, man, it's not pretty out there. But anyway, I'm captivated by this Alec Baldwin story. Can't get enough of it. H.A. Goodman does some good coverage on it on YouTube. H.A. Goodman, really like that guy's channel, his coverage anyway, and his meticulous description section. You know, a lot of these people, like another guy I watched, Jimmy Dore, there's nothing in the description. He doesn't even give a show summary. Who was on the show, blah, blah, blah. Nothing. Nothing. Not a zilch. H.A. Goodman gives you too much. It's like, whoa, dude, I can't handle all this. He gives you so many references and links and stuff that backs up what he's saying. And also, he's a writer. He's a writer, so he writes articles, and I respect anyone that writes. Because that's, when you write, you have to think about what you're saying. When you speak, not so much. But when you write, you have to think, actually think about, because you're reading it. So you think, like, does this make sense? You have to go back and think about it. Unless you're writing propaganda or trying to persuade or sell something. But you still have to think about it. He does some good coverage on the currently. And also Pockets of the Future. Paul Romano over at Pockets of the Future, his channel, and his secondary channel, Apocalypse Now. I recommend those channels for a good laugh. Paul Romano is funny. He does. It's a comedy channel, he says, but he does real sort of investigative journalism too, along with the comedy that you get. H.A. is more straight ahead journalism, and I appreciate both of them. And maybe we'll be featuring some of their material on this show soon. Again, this show has been about being alone on Thanksgiving. Please don't feel bad that you're alone. You don't have to be alone to feel alone. Many people that are sitting around a Thanksgiving table right now probably feel alone, unless they're on a lot of medication. A third of the American population is on some mood-altering medication. A third are on some type of mood-altering medication. I mean, I want to know what medications Joe Biden is on. When they did his hospital visit recently, shouldn't we get a list of the medicines he's on? Like any mood-altering substances or stuff like that, or what type of diapers he wears, adult diaper brand he prefers. Did you hear about him perhaps like taking a crap at the Vatican? That's sacrilegious. That's a sin. That's probably a sin. Pooping in the Vatican. Pooping in the Vatican. That's probably not good for your soul. And shouldn't we get a list of medications that he's on? Not just that, and the way he walks, he's arthritic, so he walks funny. You know who else walks funny? Alec Baldwin. And I just recently found out that he had hip replacement. So, and then he was on a show, he was complaining about it. It never healed right or something. He's always in constant pain. And it's like, if you look at those recent videos of him walking across the street in New York City, he's got a weird gait. He's got an interrupted gait where he's hobbled on one side. It's weird. It's weird. And like, it's also weird. I'm not saying it's not all right or not acceptable to marry someone 30 years younger than you. I'm sure a lot of those relationships have worked out fine. But now it's really starting to look weird with Alec and Hilaria. He's really starting to look his age. Like he's in 7 years, he's going to be 70 years old. She's going to be 40 something, right? She's going to be 43. He's going to be 70 years old. She's going to be changing his diapers. After she's done changing the kids' diapers, she's going to have to change Alec's diapers. I'm just wondering if she knows what she signed up for, really. if she knows what she signed up for, really. We're entering the last hour of the show here, Rough Times Radio. I'm your host, MZ. This is Rough Times Radio on Blog Talk Radio, the premier internet radio network platform spanning the globe, all seven continents, and outlying islands and properties, principalities. What do you call that when a country owns, like the San Juan Islands? What is that? What's that word? Don't tell me. I don't care. Just put it in the chat. Anyway, my memory is not what it used to be. I'm hoping I can recover some of my memory. I had a bad habit that I'd recently given up, so I'm hoping that I can recover some of my memory that I've lost during the years. Anything that I've said that you have a question about, you can always contact me some way, somehow, through this channel. Also, you can find me on YouTube at Who's the Savage Now? Who's the Savage Now? You can find me on WordPress under the same handle, whosthesavagenow.com. Whosthesavagenow.com. I have written a few articles about an obscure radio station in Los Angeles that I had some very serious problems with that nobody else was covering. Like I say, I enjoy covering things that no one else is noticing. I mean, it's easy to pile on Joe Biden, but how many other people are already on that? Fox News, I enjoy watching Fox News just for the Joe Biden bashing that they do. And Sky News Australia, I enjoy watching them because no one else is bashing Joe. They're starting to. CNN, MSNBC, they're starting. The networks that got this guy elected, if he was fairly elected, they're starting to turn on him. His last speech where he said the recent Negro, great Negro of the time, they're starting to call him out for his gaffes. But, they're late to the party because he's been doing that for the last 2 years since he started running. He's been making those gaffes. Go to Matt Orfalea and watch his channel. I'll try to put a link to some of these channels I'm mentioning. This is what I say. I spend a lot of time watching vids, and so I wanted to spend some time making vids and making content for people that are busy with their lives, who have normal lives. I don't have a normal life. I'm a sort of a bachelor, reclusive, secluded bachelor, and I have a lot of time to watch content. And so I thought it should try to make some content and give my impression and share some things, share some of my ideas. And because I still have some ideas and some perspectives that are different from most people. And nobody else will listen to me. I gotta go to social media. No one else will have me. No one else wants to talk about this stuff. So thank God for Blog Talk Radio. Thank God for Blog Talk Radio. I don't know what I'd do with that Blog Talk Radio. This is Rough Times Radio on the Blog Talk Radio Network, spanning the continent, spanning the globe, seven continents, and Hawaii, and Cucamonga, California, including Cucamonga, California, broadcasting live and direct from the poor man's mountain chateau just south of the Canadian border. How's that for an intro? How's that for an intro? To Rough Times Radio, RUFF. We hope to be covering some of the animal rights issues that are so near and dear to my heart. I visited South Korea for a short period of time and got to know firsthand the dog meat industry over there and how dogs are an item on the menu and how they're raised. It's horrible. It's horrible. If you're going to raise food, you want that food to be as healthy and as clean and as sanitary and as nutritious as you can make it, right? Right? If you raise a cow or a chicken or a pig or a goat or a lamb and you want to eat that animal, and don't you want it to be as healthy and nutritious as it can possibly be? Or do you want it to be as sick and as drug-addled and barely hanging on to life as it can be? Well, that's what happens in the Korean. I mean, sadly, that's what happens here in a lot of meatpacking places, the way these factory farming. I mean, take a look at factory farming. Take a look at the way they raise the chickens. They're too heavy to stand up on their own legs. And they're not even chickens anymore. KFC had to change its name because they're not classified as chickens anymore. They're so genetically altered to produce meat for in as short a time as possible to be slaughtered for your Chick-fil-A, for your McNuggets. I'm not against anyone eating animals. I get it. People eat animals. I get that. But the way they're raised in the factory, the way they're treated and slaughtered in the factory, and the way they're treated in South Korea, these dog meat markets, is it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. It's a absolute nightmare. Horror show. That's why I don't like to watch horror movies, folks. There's so much horror in the real world already. Why do I want to go to a movie theater to more horror on a screen that's allegedly imaginary? Why would I want to do that? I don't want to do that. There's so much horror already in the world that we live in. I think that I would like to try to reduce that through content on Blog Talk Radio and YouTube. And if you go to my YouTube channel, Who's the Savage Now? You can see some of my videos that I made there about the dog meat industry in South Korea while here in the United States. Also, you can see some of my videos that I made about an obscure radio station in Los Angeles, California, in the Pacifica Radio Network, KPFK. I was a listener to that station for like 20 years. And then one day it's like, wait a minute, this is bullshit. This is crap. This guy's just saying the same thing over. I don't know if they changed all of a sudden or if I changed it. I can't figure that out. It was really weird. But all of a sudden I just realized, hey, wait a minute. I think it was Trump. Trump broke everyone's brain. Everything went sideways, including the station. And so I tried to point out a few things. And then someone you may know of, Greg Palast, came into my investigation of a host at the station, tried to speak up for him and vouch for him after I had already exposed him for being a shill, a phony, a pathological liar. Greg Palast shows up and says, hey, we're going to be having no show in 2 weeks. And he's a great guy, and this type of investigative journalism doesn't exist. It's not free. And the show's ending because they ran out of money. They ran out of money, all of which were a lie. And he'll be coming out with a podcast in 2 weeks, all of which were lies. Lies, 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 lies. Greg Palast is a liar. A liar. And sorry, I'm getting worked up again. It's not politically correct to make videos against Greg Palast. A lot of people like Greg Palast. I liked Greg Palast. I had no thing against Greg Palast until he walked into my investigation of Jerry Quickly, the host at KPFK, who was on his way out. In fact, he was fired when Greg Palast came on his show and said, hey, Jerry Quickly's a great guy, that he's leaving because of money. Not true. Not true. He was fired. Greg, sorry, buddy. Oh, Greg, he's going to be coming out with a podcast in 2 weeks. Wrong again. No podcast. It takes a lot of money to make a show like this. I know it seems kind of breezy, just Jerry Quickly shooting off the mouth, but this is a whole team here. Wrong again. There's no team there, you know. Thing after thing after thing where I could point out that Greg was just lying, and it was, and I'm going to stop now because I get too worked up about it. But that's my motivation for making videos, things that upset me, where people can't see that this, hey, he's hoodwinking you. They're hoodwinking us. There's something wrong here. There's something shady here. There's something going on here. And so I did that for a little while. You can see my videos there, my work there. And then I just sort of made, then nothing caught my eye. I made some random videos about things that caught my eye. Jimmy Dore. I love Jimmy Dore. There's nothing like Jimmy Dore on YouTube. I think that's where I get my news. But he did some things that sort of pissed me off, and I called him out on it, and he changed. He responded. It's amazing the power of a YouTube video. It doesn't even, I mean, forget subscribers, forget even view counts. If that person watches it and it hits a nerve of truth or something, with or maybe one of his staff, I think what happened was his staff watches them, and then they say, hey, Jimmy, this guy made a video. These are his points. This is what he says. You know, here's the deal. You want to watch it. And so I think Jimmy, to his credit, never banned me, never blocked me on any platform like Jerry Quickly did. The first time I asked Jerry a question, blocked. I know I'm getting too obscure here, but I haven't talked about this in so long. And it's Thanksgiving Day, 2021. And if you're alone out there, I hope this is keeping you some company, giving you some solace in the void here. Don't feel bad if you're alone. There's no shame in it. No shame. The people that are partying right now, they have no more character or substance or, you know, than you do necessarily. They have no more and perhaps even less character and substance and integrity than you have. People that participate in this party culture nonsense. I mean, I did, but until I was older, I guess. I you know, everyone goes through those cycles. But once you realize, it's like somebody said about taking LSD, you know, once you answer that phone, go ahead and hang it up and leave it. You know, that's it. You get the call, try it, LSD, whatever, take a trip, good to go. You don't need to do that anymore. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what that means. It's just what it means. You know, you try something. Yeah, cool. Yeah, right on. Okay. And then, you know, get on with your life. But what am I saying? I'm saying you don't have to feel bad because you're not being included in something or you're not a part of something, because I take the long view. Things come around. Things will come around. You'll have your time. Maybe not, but maybe you will. Things change, you know, and there's a reason things happen. I like to believe everything happens for a reason. And there's a reason I'm here on this mountainside, this snow-capped mountainside, alone with my little dum-dum doggy, Snuggle Pups, and big dum-dum, Sally Gal. There's a reason I'm here. And I don't necessarily know what the reason is, but I think there's a reason. Well, I like to believe there's a reason. Otherwise, you'd go crazy. I'd go crazy. But to feel bad that you're alone on Thanksgiving. In fact, you can feel good about it. You can feel good. Take some pride in it. You're not going to wake up with a hangover. You're not going to wake up bloated. You're not going to wake up with a car accident or arrested in jail or in the hospital. You're not going to wake up not remembering what you did or what you said. You're not going to wake up regretting being born. You can go to sleep with peace of mind that you're going to wake up of sound mind and sound body. Fresh as a daisy, ready to rock the world. That's all I'm saying. And it's a crapshoot out there. And don't let people make you feel like they're better than you. Even if they're richer than you or more popular than you or whatever. Because everyone has their ghosts in the closet, their skeletons in the closet, their weak, their Achilles heel. You know, they're not so great moments. They're not so great attributes. Everybody wants to live a happy, smiley Facebook life, but life is not like that. Life is rarely like that, if ever. And what looks good on the outside oftentimes is rotten on the inside. So just take that. Take that little bit of medicine with your cocoa, your hot cocoa, with your little small dog on your lap tonight, sitting in your little fuzzy chair recliner in front of your big flat screen, the warm glow of your big flat screen TV on the wall, and all the characters and stories that you get from that, and the thrill of the passion and excitement you get from your big flat screen TV on the wall. It's fabulous. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful, wonderful distraction from reality. And somebody loves you. Somebody out there loves you. Even if it's your dog or your cat or your pet parakeet, they love you. Somebody loves you. Somebody in this universe, in this world, loves you. Something in this world caused you to come forth from the void and be here at this time. Something caused you to come forth and be here at this time. And just because you're alone now doesn't mean you're going to be alone forever. It doesn't mean that tomorrow you're not going to wake up and meet the love of your life or your best friend forever. Those things are waiting. All that trouble is just waiting right around the corner. You can go find that anywhere. You can go get that anywhere. Remember now, friends are easy to come by. Real friends are a little harder. I mean, ask anyone that has a lot of friends. How many real friends? Count the number of real friends that you have, that you can be really honest with. That, I mean, it's on one hand. It's usually on one hand. And people that have, how insecure are you that you have to have dozens and dozens and dozens of friends and acquaintances and connections and people that are just constantly calling you and texting you and wondering how you are and telling you how wonderful you are? How insecure of a person do you have to be that you need all that feedback and constant? It's sort of like celebrities. Without their audiences, they're really just shells of people. They're just human shells. They're not, and this COVID sort of exposed a lot of them. They started making videos and you saw that they've got nothing. They've got nothing. Without a $100,000 production unit behind them, cameras and producers and executives and writers and equipment and vans and trucks and catering and all, without all this hoopla around them, they got nothing. They got nothing to go on. They can't sit here and do a two-hour blog talk radio show. Couldn't do it, sit here and have people interested. And some people are saying that that's what got Alec in so much trouble and why no one's on his side right now, because he was such a douche about Trump and all of Trump's supporters. Say what you want about Trump, but there was a legitimate reason for people to be going for somebody other than people in the mainstream. Say what you want about Trump. There's a legitimate gripe people had against everything else that they've ever been offered from any politician anywhere ever in modern history. And Trump came, I'm not a Trump voter, I'm not a Trump supporter, but Trump came, I'm just an observer, outside observer. Trump came and said, "Hey man, I'm the real deal." And he wasn't a politician. And I sort of agree with Paul Romano. I get some of this from him. He sort of came and said he was a real person. He said what he thought. Some of the things he thought and said were very awful things and very grotesque. But he was honest that way. And people connected with that. People connected with that honesty, despite his other shenanigans and failings as a human being. People liked that about somebody who came out and just told it like it was, for as much as they could, and didn't play along with people like all the other politicians do. So you can see how people got caught up in that. It's easy to see how people would get caught up in something like that. And then Alec came along and was a harsh critic of his Trump's on Instagram. I mean, I didn't watch any of them, but other people have reported that he made so many videos about bashing Trump and Trump supporters and he could have been just a celebrity and a rich, famous guy, and, you know, he didn't. But he chose to be a political commentator and to be a real douche about it. And so now no one's on his side. No one's on his side, and he's getting hammered like villains get hammered in Hollywood. Him and his wife, they're getting really hammered. And so that is what it is. They wanted to be out in front of people. They wanted to be celebrities, and this is how celebrities get treated when you're the villain. He was, you know, so, and now they're complaining. They always like to be the victim. And it's sad, because if you shoot somebody, negligent homicide or manslaughter or involuntary manslaughter or whatever, or accidental or whatever, dude, stay off of social media for a month or two or three or six, will you? Have some decency, man. Not to promote your podcast, not to promote your Halloween pictures with your family that you still have, that no one was shot, because no one in your family was shot on set by a negligent actor producer. It appears that they weren't following all the safety protocols. And there was a walkout of workers, set workers, union set workers, again, for that very reason. It's really not looking good for Alec. and that's all I'm going to say about that. Anyway, I'm MZ. This is Rough Times Radio, RUFF, Rough Times Radio. Talking about being alone on Thanksgiving, this Thanksgiving night, 2021, it's not something that you would choose for yourself, but sometimes you end up there. And I'm saying, do you, you know, enjoy it, take it in, brag about it, be proud that you can spend a Thanksgiving alone. I think everyone should spend a Thanksgiving alone. Then how do you know? And then you would really be able to appreciate Thanksgiving with other people. I think people should be able have to spend time alone. and then, because oftentimes we don't spend time alone, we're constantly with people that you don't have any time to reflect. I guess that's what all the meditation thing is, you know, quiet the mind. So there's three types of meditation: walking meditation, sitting meditation, and laying down meditation. I do a lot of walking meditation, according to myself. I love walking with my dogs. I love walking with my dogs alone. I love it. I always feel better after a nice walk with my dogs, whether I was in the city, which was kind of noisy and stuff, and now I'm able to be in a little paradise here. And my poor man's mountainside chateau just south of the Canadian border, coming to you live and direct, just blessed to be here. And it's quiet, it's peaceful. I wouldn't even know there's protests erupting over the Rittenhouse verdict and Ahmaud Arbery verdict. And it's just amazing if you look around in today's news how many things, it's either black or white. It's either you're with us or against us. How many topics now have come down to us and them? There's no middle ground. It's like you're either vaxxed or you're anti-vaxxed, MNF-er, you know? You're either, if you ain't for the vax, you must be anti-vax. There's no middle ground, MNF-er. You're either against Kyle Rittenhouse or you're for Kyle Rittenhouse, MNF-er. There's no middle ground. There's no nuance. There's no room for discussion. You either bow down or get the F out of here. You know, it's just amazing how polarized everything has become now. And now these smash and grab robberies, dozens of people organized to go into a store, smash through the windows, smash their way into the store through glass windows, smash their way into the glass jewelry cases, take the jewelry, run out, get into vehicles waiting for them, and speed off with contraband. Have you seen this? And stores that are closing, Walgreens stores, closing because people of shoplifting. That's what they say on the news. I don't know if it's true. You can't, I watch everything and believe half, believe about half of what I see. Oftentimes, like in the New York Times, they put all the facts in there. They just don't put them in the right order. The way they frame a story or a headline, you sort of get an impression one way. But oftentimes that's contrary to the actual facts of the story. And so there's a lot of leeway in terms of framing a story. How you frame a story when you report on a story can influence the way people perceive it or receive it. So there's that on this not Halloween, Thanksgiving night, 2021 on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Coming to you live and direct from the Poor Man's Mountainside Chateau, just south of the Canadian border. I'm MZ, your host. This is Rough Times Radio. We are talking about being alone on the holidays. My premise is you shouldn't feel bad about it. Don't be depressed. Don't despair. The sun will rise tomorrow. Things will go on and continue. You only have to get through the night, the day and the night. And, I mean, like, what are people doing anyway at the house? Are they watching football? They ain't football anymore. I loved football when I was a kid because you're indoctrinated to like it as a boy. But then I got older, and it's like, God, this game is stupid. This game is stupid. These guys are getting CTE for a stupid game. So I watch a lot of tennis, and I do like MMA, however. I do like MMA, so you can pretty violent. I don't like the ground and pound. I don't think when a man's down, he should be able to be pounded on. I don't like that aspect of the thing. That's wrong. Man falls down, he should be able to get back up. That's just, come on. Come on, people. Are you with me? You're either with me or against me on this show. You're either a Rough Times Radio, you're either for Rough Times Radio, or you're again Rough Times Radio. Pick now. No, you can be in the middle. You can be on the fence. That's what we've gotten rid of today. There's no more on the fence. Well, I'm on the fence. Well, you can't sit there. You can't be there. You're either with us or against us. You're either an enemy or a friendly. It's just getting scary out there. So I'm glad I got out of the city. I was living in for a long time. I was living in for about 6 years. I was living in the poor man's beachfront condo right there on the edge of a continent, not far from the megapolis known as Los Angeles, California. No, yeah, let me tell you, it was scary. This fall, I heard gunfire up here. People practice shooting their rifles out up here where I am I heard gunfire this fall for the first time recently. I said, commented to my neighbor, I said, I haven't heard gunfire that close since I left L.A. Yuck, yuck, yuck. And I'm serious. I woke up one morning in the middle of a crime scene. I kid you not. I kid you not. Where I used to park my poor man's beachfront condo was just south of the Santa Monica Pier there. And one day there was a shooting in the parking lot down there. You can't park in the parking lots down there at night because that would be a crime against humanity. So you have to go onto the city streets. And so one morning I woke up and there were police cars. There were 100 police cars. I'm exaggerating. It seemed like there were 100. Just there were police cars everywhere. And there was yellow tape everywhere. And I was looking around and on the streets that I would normally exit, there was yellow tape up. People couldn't come in to that area. I was literally in the middle of a crime scene. So that's the way L.A. is going. That's the way L.A. is going. And I think that's the way many major cities are going. It's just too many people in too close a quarters. It's like hamsters in a cage or animals in a cage. You can't put that many living things in a small, such a small space. Number one, the resources. They're only a few days away from not having food and water for everybody, right? I mean, that's because how many years has the West Coast been in a drought? They're implementing some very, very strict water restrictive measures in California that are coming in January, I think. I read that. I'll look into that. I'll look into that as a Rough Times Radio reporter. I'll look into that for a story, even though it's not RUFF coverage, but I'll look into that. I want to cover some mainstream stuff to attract listeners to the show, and then hit them with some animal stuff. Hit them with the warm fuzzy stuff. Oh, the animals. Oh, we gotta support the animals. We can't be mean to the animals. And so there's just a lot of animal cruelty. Where I am, I see every time I go out onto the freeway, one of the first trucks I see is one of those big livestock trailers that they cram cows and chickens, not chickens, but goats, maybe pigs and cows into. That's one of the first trucks I see. And then I always end up seeing about half a dozen of them on the road when I drive into town and back. I always end up seeing like at least a half a dozen. It's, I think people should have to go visit there and see how that stuff is made, and maybe open a few eyes about all that stuff. I have a video. One of my last videos is about one of my most recent videos. I just did a live stream tonight on the same topic, alone at Thanksgiving, on my YouTube channel at Who's the Savage Now. You can go view it there. You can get a look at me. You can get a look at me in the candlelight. The first 3 months I was up here, we didn't have power. We were on generators and we didn't have water. We had to truck it in. So we are making mad progress up here, folks. It's a bit of a homestead situation. But and I've got a channel for that. Who's the Homesteader Now? That I haven't really done anything with, but I did make a channel. Who's the Homesteader Now? You can watch my antics over there. I don't appear in the video. I just ask questions. I ask people questions mostly. How does this work? How do I work this machine? Because we have a lot of machines on the property, and a lot of them are new, and there's a lot of things you got to do, and knobs and stuff, liquids need to be filled, and there's just a lot of questions, a lot of head scratching. That's about it. Questions, comments, concerns, suggestions, confessions, compliments, and complaints. I guess there's a comment section at the bottom of the show segment. You can leave them there. I'm MZ, your host. This has been Rough Times Radio on Thanksgiving 2021. I hope this provided some comfort to some people somewhere. The Blog Talk Radio Network platform spans the globe, all seven continents and territories. Additional territories, whichever those may be. Lot to talk about, lot to discuss. And maybe we'll see you soon on Rough Times Radio. That's a great outro. Rough Time. Maybe we'll see you soon on Rough Time. Maybe we'll hear you soon on Rough Times Radio. Got to get my radio voice. Rough Times Radio. Stay tuned for more. Yeah, I'll work on that. Folks, in the words of Joe Biden, folks, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Mandates, I cannot see a time and place where the vaccines or masks will be mandated. Oh, oops, I changed my mind, folks. We got to have vaccine mandates. All workplaces, over 100 people, please, you must have a vaccine mandate. It's an emergency, but we don't need it to start until January next year. But it's an emergency. For God's sakes, man, do what you're told. Don't think for yourself. It's not your body, your choice. What are you talking crazy for? Kids vaccinated too. And now I'm coming for your kids too. And your little dog. I'm coming for the kids. Bring out your kids and your little dogs. I'm going to give them shots too. For God's sakes, man. Do what you're told. Alone on Thanksgiving, don't feel bad, don't despair. Just got to make it through to the next. The sun will rise and you will awaken fresh as a daisy, ready to rock the world like you do. So hang in there. And for those of you that are having a Thanksgiving with people, that's great. I salute you. Enjoy it. Be safe. Invite someone. Next year, invite someone you know who doesn't have a place to go. It can be a lonely feeling. It can be a left out feeling. It is a left out feeling. Let's be honest. Hey, I'm supposed to be somewhere. Hey, I'm supposed to be somewheres right now. Just social pressure. That's just inertia, cultural inertia, saying, tapping you on the shoulder, saying, hey, everybody else is doing it. Hey, everybody else is jumping on this bridge over here. Maybe you should go jump off the bridge over here. It's sort of that. It's of that same logic, really. Hey, everybody's doing it. Why aren't you doing it? Well, because I'm different. Because I think different. I act different. I live different. I eat different. I think different. I sleep different. I walk different. I talk different. And I don't like explaining things to people. How's that for an answer? That's the worst thing about relationships, isn't it? Why'd you do that? Why did you say that? What do you mean by that? Why don't you like that? Why don't you like her? Why don't you like him? Why don't you want to do this? Why don't you want to do that? You never do this. You never want to do that. Why can't you do it this way? Why did you do it that way? Am I hitting the nerve with anybody? I just don't want to have to explain myself. I'd rather, Henry David Thoreau said it best, I'd rather be alone to the end of the earth than have someone pretend to like me or pretend an emotion or feign their response to me. I'd rather be alone to the end of the earth. And I subscribe to that. I'd rather be alone to the end of the earth than until I find someone as honest as me. Henry David Thoreau, one of my favorite writers. I can't imagine. Can you imagine what people did before television or even radio? Not to mention cell phones, internet, flat screen TVs, computers. Can you imagine, like, just 100 years ago or 50 years ago? I guess we had television and radio 50 years ago. But 100 years ago, go back 100 years, 1920, we had radio. I think TV was just coming in. So go back 200 years, 1820. Had the freaking telegraph, right? So you're living without any visual or audio distractions like we have now in the world. No advertising, no. Just think of the boredom that these people endured. But they didn't think of it as boredom. To them, it was just life, right? They didn't know. They didn't know they didn't have internet. They didn't know they didn't have television. They didn't know they didn't have Breaking Bad. They didn't know they didn't have Sopranos. They didn't know they didn't have Sex and the City. They didn't know they didn't have all these wonderful, fabulous television shows to tell you how to live, to tell you how to think. Just don't get brainwashed from it, folks. It's okay to imbibe, but just don't get brainwashed. Answer the phone, get the message, hang up. I think it was, who said that? Norman Lear? No. Ken Kesey? No. Guy said that. That was an LSD experimenter. LSD pioneer. LSD wasn't illegal when it first was when it first appeared. In fact, it might have been developed. It might have been like a come out of the, you know, intelligence community. here, because they did experiments on people with that. They did experiments. They may have invented it for experiments. And then it escaped the lab, right? Like something else that just recently escaped the lab. And then all of a sudden, oh, wait a minute. This people are taking it and they're becoming hippies, whatever. They're not cutting their hair, putting on suits and going to work in tall buildings anymore. We got to stop this. We got to squash this. We got to smash this. But that might have been their plan all along. Who knows what happens in counterintelligence? Who knows what happens in counterintelligence communities these days? Not me. But there's a lot of stuff out there. I love all these videos that are put out by ex-CIA officers, quote-unquote ex-CIA officers. It's like, oh, yeah, sure, okay, right. I'm an ex-CIA officer. How many people – it's like a New York Times best-selling author. How many of those are walking on the planet today? How many authors are New York Times best-selling authors? How many times have you read that or heard that after somebody says, buy my book? Or an Amazon review bestseller. I'm skeptical of all that stuff and even more stuff that we'll talk about next time. We're running out of time here. 2-hour broadcast, Rough Times Radio on the Blog Talk Radio Network, coming to you live and direct from the Poor Man's Mountain Chateau, just south of the Canadian border, still within the confines of the continental United States. And pretty happy about it. I traded in the city roads for the country roads, the city life for the country life, folks. Traded in the city life for the country life. And I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I haven't heard a leaf blower for about 15 months. In L.A., you hear one about every 15 minutes. And as well as a police, fire, or ambulance siren overhead, news or law enforcement helicopter. If you live on the west side at all, west side of L.A., where I lived for quite some time. I moved there in 1994, and I left there in 2020. So what's that, 24 years? Well, I was gone a little while, so it'd be 15 years probably I spent there. And it shows, I tell you, got a lot of stories about that we'll get to next time. Nobody seemed to want to chat with me tonight or call in. We got 10 minutes here for one call, 515-605-9874, 515-605-9874, if your phone plan includes that calling area. Alone on Thanksgiving? Don't feel bad. It's just another reality you're going through. It's just another challenge you're going through. Endure it. Live it. Feel it. Love it. Embrace it. Accept it. Adapt and overcome. That's what I say. Don't feel bad. You got stuck. You're on an island. You're on a desert island. You're trapped. You're like Tom Hanks in Castaway. Anybody? There's nobody there. You're all alone. Deal with it. Build a little cave. Build a little house for yourself in a cave. Make friends with your volleyball. Give it a name. Learn how to make fire. Learn how to make fire and fish with a spear. Make clothes for yourself out of straw and wood. Make shoes for yourself out of old clothes off of a corpse that washes up on the shore. Embrace it. Embrace your aloneness. Like Tom Hanks and Castaway. Anybody? There's nobody there. You call out. But there's nobody there, you're all alone. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to break down and shrivel? Or are you going to accept the challenge, adapt and overcome? Open packages. Open all the packages that wash up on the shore. Make friends with a volleyball. Build a raft. Escape the island. Die. But then get rescued at the end. That was one of my favorite movies, Tom Hanks and Castaway, because you know why? Because it was just a man against nature, right? Man against nature. I abhor car chases. I abhor gunfire, explosions, all that stuff. I mean, you know, it's just, I don't enjoy it. I'm not saying you can't enjoy it. I don't enjoy it. It's just noise to me. But I enjoy a good drama where it's just involves people and relationships of people. In this case, it's man versus nature, the relationship. You know, one man on an island alone. What's going to happen? And plus the scenery was lovely. You know, tropical island, beach, forest. I love movies for the scenery. And and the dialogue and the storyline, of course, and the character development. And I felt it was great in that one. Oh, another Tom Hanks movie I really like is Terminal. Did you guys see that one? Terminal. He's stuck in a – he's trapped. He comes to America from another country. There's a coup in his country, and his visa's no good. His passport's no good. So he's trapped in the terminal. He can't leave. And he's living in the terminal. It's just it's a great movie. It's done by Spielberg. He's no dunce with a camera. Excellent filmmaking. Catherine Zeta-Jones and Tom Hanks, and just a wonderful, wonderful film. I really enjoyed that movie for some reason. I'll tell you about more movies that I enjoyed later in the next episode of Rough Times Radio on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm MZ, your host. For this premiere edition of Rough Times Radio, RUFF, we will be getting to the animal rights portion of the show. Eventually, I'm going to weave it in. You're not even going to notice it. You're not even going to notice it. But I know people come for the big name stories. Tom Hanks, Alec Baldwin, Hilaria Baldwin. Stories, stuff like that. Pete Davidson. I know people are attracted to that type of stuff. I am. I'm attracted to that type of stuff. I love gossip. I'm not proud of loving it, but I'm human. I'm a human being. So I have certain foibles and things, and as we all do. But I just, my main message tonight is if you're alone out there on Thanksgiving, don't feel ashamed, and don't feel despair. Don't be despaired. Don't be despairing. You know, it's just something that happened. It's life. It's just life. It's my comment now. When things get rough, when I'm in the midst of something and I'm panicking and I'm freaking out and I don't know what I'm going to do and I'm might be even in a little bit of danger or risk or something and I'm just freaking out, I'm like, hey man, it's just life. Don't worry about it. It's life. You'll get another one. You've had previous ones. There'll be other ones. This is just one life. Don't worry. That's if you believe in reincarnation. I like to believe in reincarnation. I can't prove it. You can't prove something like that, but I like to believe in it. There's sometimes you meet someone or you have a deja vu. You could present that as evidence in a court for the proof of a reincarnation. The feeling that you've been somewhere before without having been there before. Come on, judge. I swear, Judge, I swear on my life, Judge, I feel like I've been here before. But anyway, so it's Thanksgiving 2021, and I hope everyone had a nice, safe Thanksgiving holiday. You know, driving is more dangerous than a lot of other activities. It's more dangerous than flying in a plane, I think. A lot of fatalities, A lot of injuries come out of driving in cars. We don't tend to think of it that way, but I tend to think there should be a warning label on cars. This product can cause death or dismemberment. It's sort of like marriage. No matter how many people, no matter how much destruction and devastation previous marriages and car accidents have caused in people's lives that people know, friends of people, no matter how much devastation and destruction marriage and car accidents have caused in people's lives, there's always an endless line of suckers lining up to get married and to go car and drive somewhere. It's very seductive. Driving is freedom. Having a car is freedom. I get it. But got to find a balance, folks. Cars are a great idea unless everyone has one. Then if you live in L.A., nobody gets anywhere. Nobody gets anywhere in any time frame that matters on a human scale. Folks, in the words of Joe Biden, folks, we're coming to the end here. God bless America and God protect our troops. I gotta go because they said I can't take any questions or I'm gonna get in trouble. So that's all, folks. See you later. There he goes. That's all, folks. Get to see too much of Joe Biden's back, running out of the room, willing to answer any questions. If you're president of the United States, man, you gotta stand and deliver, folks. Folks, he says that a lot, Joe Biden. Folks, it's sort of like his touchstone, like a reset button on the typewriter. Ding. Folks, I really mean it. I'm not being solicitous. Really, no. I give you my word as a Biden. I mean, come on. No, really, I mean it. I mean, I'm not joking. But, you know, people really come up to this guy and say, Joe, are you joking? Joe, don't joke with me, Joe. Oh, I really mean it. I'm not joking. He's funny. He's our president. He's JoJo Magoo. Folks, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. I'm MZ. It's been my pleasure to entertain you for the last 2 hours on Blog Talk Radio, the premier internet radio platform spanning the globe and its territories. We'll see you next time. Right here on Rough Times Radio. Tune in for more. Have a blessed day and be grateful. MZ out.